This is part two of a short series called When Good Becomes the Enemy of God. If you would like to catch up on part one, make sure to go to christnation.tv. That's our website, christnation.tv. Select the Radio Church tab and you'll be able to catch up on the archives there. You see, there is a good that will lead people away from God, especially in the end times, and I'll show that to you a little later. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seems right, but the end of this is the way to death." Another translation says, "There's a way that seems right to man. There's a way that seems good, acceptable, profitable to man, but the end is the way of death." In other words, when we judge a pathway in life, a decision, we ought not to always judge it by the initial motive, but we have to look at the ultimate outcome. When we have to make a decision or we have to take a direction in life, we ought to always ask ourselves, is this good from my perspective? Is this acceptable from everybody else's perspectives? But what about God's perspective? Because even though it seems to be good from my perspective, if it doesn't filter through scriptures, if it doesn't harmonize with God's way of thinking, it is evil, even though it looks to be good from my point of view. You see, in the last days, deception will be Satan's main avenue of destruction. In Matthew 24, verse 3, the Bible says, "Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?'" In other words, when is it all over, Jesus? When's the end here? Now, throughout that portion, four times, Jesus warns them of deception. He's pointing to the end times, and he says in verse 4, Matthew 24, 4, "And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Take heed that no one deceives you.'" And then the next verse, Matthew 24, 5, it says, "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I'm in Christ,' and will deceive many." In other words, many will look and think that it's right, think that it's good, think that it's just, think that it's holy, think that it's God, but it won't be. And then Matthew 24, verse 11, just a few verses down, it says, Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And then in verse 24 of chapter 24 in Matthew, it says, many false Christs and prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. In other words, deception isn't like the person that's just downright rebellious. It's the person that looks and judges something to be right. But the end of that is deception. You see, the central theme of any end time teaching should be how not to be deceived. Let me say that because I believe this needs to sink into our hearts and minds and understandings, that in the end time, and any end time teaching should be titled, "How Not to Be Deceived." Satan uses the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to deceive Eve with. You see, but Satan did not sell Eve on the evil part of that tree. He sold her on the good part of that tree. It was what looked good to her that attracted her to it. In life, it is what's going to look good to us, even to the elect if possible, that will attract it to evil. Evil will be disguised as good. Satan's strategy to deceive has never changed. It's always been the same, and it will always be the same. In other words, Satan will come to you, not as a demon, but as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14. Here's a big one. Ministers of Satan will come to you, not as a wolf, no, but as sheep. They will come not as a wolf, but as a wolf in sheep's clothing. Matthew 7:15. If Satan ever succeeds at deceiving you, it will be with something that appears to be good, something that appears to be acceptable, something that appears to be profitable. It will seem to be the loving decision to make. But folks, if it does not filter through scriptures, it is not good. It is not acceptable, it is not ultimately profitable, and it is not from God. It is evil. Even though it seems to be acceptable, it seems to be good. You see, deception gains its strength from how good something appears to be. Paul says to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3, it says, "But I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted." And then he explains. He says, "Just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent." So here's the Apostle Paul. He looks to the church in Corinth and he says, "You know, I have this fear that your pure and undivided devotion to Christ is going to be corrupted through deception. Just like Eve was deceived, you are going to be deceived." Now consider this for a moment, okay? The facts are that Eve never experienced any injustice in her life. She never experienced injustice. She was never mistreated by anybody. She was never abused by anybody. Eve was never raped. She didn't even grow up in a dysfunctional home. She lived in the Garden of Eden, filled with the presence of God. And right in the middle of all things perfect, bam, she gets deceived and corrupted as a result. She was deceived. You say, if Satan was able to corrupt Eve while she was in a perfect environment, filled with the presence of God, then what are the chances in 2018 for us, and even especially for our children, to not be tainted by deception? You see, more than ever before, we need to know how not to be deceived. Now, unto this end, I have a few important questions to ask, and then I will attempt to answer them. Unto this end of how not to be deceived, in other words, how to be trained in being deceived proof, I have a couple of questions. The first one is, what is the difference between pagan and antichrist? Pagan and antichrist. I'm going somewhere with this, so if you will follow me, I think this is going to be very helpful to you and it's going to bless you in a big way. You have to understand the difference between pagan and antichrist. I will do my best to explain. To be pagan is to be non-Christian. A pagan worships false gods, gods other than the God of the Bible. They set up their altars. They set up their statues. They set up their idols. And they worship with their back to the cross. To be antichrist is to turn around and to be against scriptures. It's not just to turn your back on worshiping God. No, it's to turn to scriptures and crush it, to call what God says is holy, to call it evil. To take a verse and to absolutely destroy it by saying that is not true. You see, this is anti-scripture, is to be anti-Christ. The Bible says that it's the word of God that became flesh and walked amongst us as Jesus Christ. So therefore, if the scriptures is synonymous with Jesus himself, if they are the same, the one and the same which they are, then the moment you crush a verse, you are also crushing Christ. The moment you are anti a scripture, you are also anti-Christ. That's why I cringe every time I see a celebrity Christian leader appear on a talk show, because chances are they will be denying scriptures in one way or another, not realizing by doing so they're in fact denying Jesus Christ himself. John 1:14, the word became a human and lived amongst us. You see, it is the spirit behind any person or movement, the spirit behind any person or movement that has the motivation of overthrowing a scriptural standard. That is the spirit of Antichrist. Instead of turning around and crushing the idols that rises up against scripture, they would rather crush a scripture in order to become more favorable in the eyes of the world. And in so doing, what they have done is they have turned their backs on Christ, but more so, they have crushed scriptural convictions in the hearts and the minds of those who follow them and look up to them. Folks, this is such an important subject. This was part two. Next time, I want to talk with you about who are the deceived. I want to outline the seven kinds of people who are deceived and do not know it. Make sure to tune in next time.
Thank you for joining us today for a message from Pastor Jacques Jacobs with Christ Nation Church in Schaumburg, Illinois. Christ Nation is a friendly, life-giving church dedicated to serving the Lord by serving His people in the surrounding area and beyond, believers and unbelievers alike. Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. or watch online by going to ChristNation.tv and selecting the Watch Live tab. For more information about Christ Nation Church or to download the podcast of all Pastor Jacques' sermons, visit ChristNation.tv. That's ChristNation.tv. This program is made possible by our radio church partners.
Christ Nation Radio Church is listener supported. If you have been blessed by this program and would like to invest in our mission here at Christ Nation Radio, then please consider becoming a monthly partner or make a one-time donation by going to our website at ChristNation.tv and then select the giving button. That is ChristNation.tv. With your support, we hope to continue and expand our mission of reaching hearts with the hope of God's Word. Just go to ChristNation.tv.